Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit from the foremost pet expert on the air anywhere. Warren Eckstein is here. We're going to we're going to figure out together whether this story that we have today at DougSteffen.com about the all of the animals that are dressed up in Star Wars gear, is that abuse or not? Abuse. We'll take on the role of PETA here in a moment on Good Day.
Fake Green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years! Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
Nuke plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that is paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
All right, so at DougSteffen.com, we have no dark side to this new campaign dreamed up by the Ottawa Humane Society. They have dressed the pets that they want to get adopted wearing Star Wars costumes. And so there's dogs and cats and bunnies and guinea pigs, all that are up for adoption. The PETA people think this is abusive. I find it nonsense. As you find homes, whatever way you can use to find homes for these people, that's the ticket, isn't it?
You know, it's interesting that you said that, and I can't be hypocritical, because just last weekend at one of the largest malls in Southern California, I did a seminar with the San Gabriel Valley Humane Society, and what we did is I gave a speech, and then we had volunteers bring out some of the dogs that have been there the longest dressed in beautiful little clothing. Now, my dogs, for the record, run around butt naked, but the bottom line is they have a home. The minute we brought these dogs out dressed in costumes, and of course, we found dogs that did not mind wearing the clothes they were wearing, everyone was excited, everyone was thrilled, and I believe every one of the animals found a home.
So
if they're
going to
find a home and the animals don't mind being dressed up, I say go for it.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. Video of the day at DougSteffen.com a couple of days ago, and you can find, we have all of our videos up and keep them posted for almost ad infinitum. This video came from a YouTuber named Matthew Warren, a quick video, I don't know how long it is, but it features an eight-week-old puppy named Buck who has the hiccups. What can you tell us about dogs that get the hiccups?
Usually with puppies and hiccups, you know, they're either sucking in a little air, but very frequently a puppy that has hiccups also is indicative of a puppy that may have some type of worms or some type of parasite in their system. So it's always good to check it out. Not uncommon at all for puppies to have worms. Not uncommon at all for puppies to hiccup once in a while.
Really? All right. Story also at DougSteffen.com about this old tortoise that was chewed on by a rat. You know, tortoises don't move too fast, and whether you like the idea of it or not, the sound of it, rats sometimes move into animals that they can prey on, and they eat part of the flesh on the animal, and the circumstance here was a tortoise got eaten up by a rat, and so now somebody rescued the tortoise, and they've got it scooting around on a pair of wheels. Whether it's practical or not, don't you see those wheels get used a lot on domesticated pets, dogs and cats?
Absolutely.
More dogs, right?
One of my closest friends in Bethesda, Maryland, runs Pets with Disabilities, and there are so many dogs and cats there that use wheelchairs. I believe like this, that animals are here just like we are, and if there's anything we can do to assist them that's humane in terms of making their life more of a quality life, mm-hmm. I say do it, whether it be a tortoise on wheels or a dog with an artificial limb. I say go for it.
Yep. And here is the story that I love from this week. A dog that had been missing for 4 years was found in New Orleans. And the people, this is a 10-year-old Yorkshire Terrier that disappeared during the summer of 2011. His owners were in New Orleans, brokenhearted. Somebody somehow or other found this dog. It had a microchip in it. And so an airline said, okay, we'll fly. It was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They put the dog on the plane first class to send it back home.
What a great story.
Can you imagine? Isn't that amazing?
What a great story.
My God, isn't that a great story? Warren Eckstein, a lot of great stories on his weekend program, The Pet Show. Thanks for being here, Warren.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America.